Country Mouse's home. One day, his friend Town Mouse comes to see him. "Hello, Country Mouse," says Town Mouse. "Hello, my friend," says Country Mouse. "There's a lot to eat, but Town Mouse thinks the food is strange. He doesn't like it very much, so he only eats a little bit." "Please have some more," says Country Mouse. "It's very nice," says Town Mouse, "but no, thank you." Country Mouse gives Town Mouse his bit. "You can have my bit tonight," he says. "Thank you," says Town Mouse. But Country Mouse's bit is strange. Town Mouse doesn't like it very much. He can't go to sleep. It's very dark and quiet. In the morning, Town Mouse is tired, but Country Mouse isn't tired. "Come on," he says. "Let's go and get some food." The grass is long and wet. Town Mouse's feet and trousers are wet. He doesn't like the country very much. There's a cow in the field. "Oh," cries Town Mouse. "What's that?" "It's only a cow," laughs Country Mouse. "Do you like the country?" asks Country Mouse. "It's very strange here," says Town Mouse. "It's very interesting. It's different, but I think I like the town best." "Life is good in the country," says Country Mouse. "Yes," says Town Mouse, "but I like the town better. It's nice and warm and dry in the town. It isn't dark at night, and there's a lot to see. It's very interesting. And the food, oh, there's a lot of food. Let's go there. Come with me and see." The next day, the two mice see a cart. "It's going to town." "Hurry up, you sheep," says the man. "I want to go to town." "Listen," says Town Mouse. "That cart's going to town. Town, come on." Soon, Town Mouse is home. "Ah," he says happily, "it's good to be home again." But Country Mouse thinks, "What a lot of noise. What a lot of people." Suddenly, there's a strange noise. "Oh, what's that?" he says. "It's only the clock," laughs Town Mouse. "Look, I live there. Let's go and eat. Come on." There's a lot to eat, but Country Mouse thinks the food is strange. He doesn't like it very much, so he only eats a little bit. "Please have some more," says Town Mouse. "It's very nice," says Country Mouse, "but no, thank you." Town Mouse gives Country Mouse his bit. "You can have my bit tonight," he says. "Thank you," says Country Mouse. But Town Mouse's bit is strange. Country Mouse doesn't like it very much. He can't go to sleep. It isn't dark in the room, and the street is very noisy. In the morning, Country Mouse is tired, but Town Mouse isn't tired. "Come on," he says. "Let's go and get some food." But there's a cat and they can't go out. At last, the cat goes away. The two mice are very hungry. Suddenly, Country Mouse sees something. "Look," he shouts. "Cheese, stop," shouts Town Mouse. "Don't touch that, it's a trap." "Do you like the town?" asks Town Mouse. "It's very strange here," says Country Mouse. "It's interesting, it's different, but I think I like the country better." "Life is good in the town," says Town Mouse. "Yes," says Country Mouse, "but I like the country better. It's nice and quiet in the country." "I understand," says Town Mouse. "We like different things." The next day, they see a cart. "It's going to the country." "Hurry up, you children," says the driver. "I want to go to the country." "Listen," says Country Mouse. "That cart's going to the country." "Goodbye, my friend. Thank you. Write to me," says Town Mouse. Soon, Country Mouse is home. He's in the country. He sits by the fire. "Ah," he says happily, "it's good to be home again." Finish.